Chapter 9. Hugh. I am not the problem. I muttered these words in French to Charlemagne, who responded with a flick of his hairy ear as he plodded along the lane to the village. Is this a good thing, that I am not the problem, or a bad thing? If I were the problem, I could fix me. But if I am not the problem, that meant Anne was the problem. And yet, nothing about my wife struck me as problematic. She was quick-witted in ways I was not. She was a devoted mother, and the staff at Belle Terre respected her. She was honorable. Too honorable, perhaps. But no, one could not be too honorable. She was attractive to me. She always had been. The years had added gravity to her. Celtic good looks, and I had learned to value women for more than their strong stomachs in the infirmary, or friendly smiles elsewhere. Not just yet, she had said. Charlemagne shied at an invisible rabbit, as was his habit when my attention wandered from the important business of riding my horse down a lane we'd both traveled dozens of times. He enjoyed a brisk morning hack, but trundling about in the afternoon heat tried his equine nerves sorely, or so he would have me believe. What tries Anne's nerves? Crowds, bigotry, dishonesty, musty wardrobes, disloyal staff, drunken excesses, public lasciviousness, injustice. Anne had enjoyed our marital romping, as best I could tell, but she'd never been comfortable with the ribaldry that passed for soldierly good cheer. Neither had I. I had seen that ribaldry become a loathsome evil when sieges broke, to the everlasting shame of the entire British army. A disquieting thought leaped out from the hedges of my musings. Could Anne love another? Marrying me had been an alternative to what would have amounted to serial rape, a lowering recollection. Having been all but forced into marriage with me, wouldn't Anne, thinking herself again a widow upon my supposed death, relish the chance to choose a man on her own terms? I will have to ask her. Charlemagne snorted at the dust of the